This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This weekend, American swimmer Michael Phelps made what has to be called a big splash. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Today, the 21-year-old racked up his 7th gold medal at the World Championships in Melbourne, Australia. He joins Mark Spitz as the only swimmer to win 7 golds at a major international competition. Brian Kasanov is covering the meet for Sports Illustrated. He wrote a book with Michael Phelps about the swimmer's phenomenal career. He says not only will Phelps bring home 7 gold medals, he broke 5 of his own world records.
Not only did he break them, but he broke some of them by more than a full second. Today he broke one in the 400-meter individual medley by more than 2 seconds. That's an eternity in swimming. Sometimes it takes a decade for records to drop by that much, and he's doing it in one race.
How does he do that?
First of all, going back to the 2004 Olympics, he had a great performance, 8 medals, 6 of them were gold medals. And then shortly after, he had a back injury that really slowed him down. His coach wanted to incorporate some weight training into Phelps's preparation, and they waited. They didn't do it right away. So that was one factor that kept a performance like this in abeyance. And then he went to the World Championships in 2005 in Montreal, won 6 medals, which was more than anybody, but he felt he had a bad meet, and so he was angry with himself. And he swims better when he's angry with himself.
How is Michael Phelps handling all this success?
You know, he handles it really, really well. He talks often about changing the sport of swimming and elevating it from a sort of niche sport as it is in the United States to the type of sport where people will have opinions about it at water coolers and on street corners. I mean, he wants to see that for his sport. So he isn't necessarily looking at what can this do for Michael Phelps. And that's the kind of perspective that's very unusual for someone his age.
Is there any concern that he may be peaking a little too soon here? I mean, how is he going to top this kind of a performance in the Olympics next year?
I don't think he or his coach are worried about peaking too soon. I think that they're worried about being prepared for the type of spotlight that they're going to face at the Olympic Games. He's done it in Athens, and he'll be well prepared to do it again in Beijing.
Brian Kasanov is a staff writer with Sports Illustrated and is co-author with Michael Phelps of the book Michael Phelps Beneath the Surface. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.